Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's Speaking Psychological with Dr. John Braccio on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Tony. We're going to have some beautiful weather, so let's enjoy it.
Yeah, I want to ask you about a topic that isn't the most appetizing, but it's interesting from many aspects. The brutal sociopath, Ariel Castro, who tortured and raped and chained up and held prisoner three women for more than 10 years, has been a big topic of conversation. The man appears to be so meek and meager, but what he has done, I guess you couldn't term it anything other but evil. Talk about this story and what you see.
Well, it's mind-boggling. It's such torture, such terror, such a long period of time. It's just hard to imagine that a person could be able to do this. This clearly would be a human monster. I don't know what word you can use. Evil really gone forward. And even for a moment, letting go of the horrible atrocities done to these girls, if he could just lead a relatively normal life, just out and about doing things, even took this little daughter born in this dungeon and takes her to church, takes her to around the community while he keeps her also captive in the basement. It's just one of those things, Tony, when you hear it, you just can't believe somebody could be this much of a sadistic person, this much of horrid. It's just terrible. Every bad word that you could find in a dictionary or a thesaurus that relates to cruel, mean, evil, torture, call it what you will, directly relates to this man and what he has done to these three girls over more than a 10-year period, let alone no one's even talked about the 6-year-old who was born in the midst of this horrible situation.
Dr. Braccio, define sociopath.
A sociopath is a person completely without feelings, can completely do what they want without thinking of consequences. Now, there are many sociopaths in the world, but once you add to that homicidal, or you add to it sadistic, or you add to it sexual, you know, in terms of deviancy in relation to rape, in terms of, you know, what he's done, in terms of, you know, beating these girls, not feeding them when they were pregnant. That's when the sociopath takes as the dangerous step. There are people with no feelings that can just do things and not care about their impact on people. When you get somebody who has this desire, if you will, to act out such horrible behaviors, then you have the sociopath on steroids, and then you start talking about the homicidal, you start talking about the brutal kind of a person. If he actually enjoyed just torturing, controlling, raping these poor women for 10 years in his basement, I just chained upstairs in some rooms. So that would be the sociopath, the most dreaded one. This would be the one who acts out these horrible, horrible impulses and is immune to any form of conscience.
How could Ariel Castro hide his sociopathic personality from others while he tortured and imprisoned these three women for more than 10 years?
The thing about a sociopath, Tony, they're a person, because they have no feelings, they don't show any emotion, and they really don't let these things show. They only show to the degree that they want to. So he was able to completely turn off this part of his personality, and he'd just be out in mild-mind manner. Even one of the daughters had a relatively good relationship. Unfortunately, they have totally dumped him and want nothing to do with him. So he's actually able to even be in a band. He's able to be out and about in the community. He was even a bus driver for a period of time. So he's able to do this, shockingly as it sounds, but it shows when a person has no conscience or no feelings, Tony, they're able to present to the world whatever they want to present. And he was kind of this mild-mannered kind of a musician, call it what you will, and really just was apparently not picked up. It's shocking when you see what he was doing, but this is a capability that a sociopath does have.
Is it possible that his brother and maybe the other family members and friends didn't know?
That's hard to believe. I mean, for the moment, I guess I'm going to have to accept until shown otherwise they didn't. That would be surprising that somehow they wouldn't have known, wouldn't have suspected anything of this. It, again, would show, in this case, the amazing capability of someone who wasn't apparently who you would think of as capable of doing this, hiding all this, but it is clearly possible due to the lack of feeling, lack of conscience, and maybe the thoroughness of how he ran his dungeon or his house, that it was not known. It is surprising. I'll be very curious over time to find out if somebody knew, because if they knew, then they would clearly be accessories, and they would fit right into the category of evil as he does, even if they didn't do it, because they would have had the opportunity to stop at any time they wanted.
Now, there is a report that one of those women became pregnant, and he forced her to miscarry by starving her and beating on her stomach. Yet he imprisoned the six-year-old daughter and had allowed her to be born. I wonder what's behind that.
Well, that could be really the ultimate ego. You know, here he is doing this, keeping these people really tortured. One woman in particular, he was particularly brutal to, apparently. The one he got actually when she was 21, the oldest. But this would be the ultimate egomaniac. I mean, whatever word you want to use for this, narcissist, to actually create a person in his dungeon that is his child and then keeping that person captive. It's really bizarre. That is really an amazingly shocking, disappointing, again, a horrible thing. I certainly wish this young girl the very best, but I will say that is the coup de grace of a horrible situation in the middle of that, actually having a child. And this would be clearly the child of rape, child of just his evil actions. And then in the other case, I guess every one of them had, the two of them had at least one forced end of pregnancy, and then the one girl, I believe, had five. The one who has had problems in terms of faithful, may have some knee surgery, and really more, I guess, the most damaged of the three, if you could even try to put the listing on damage that these poor persons have been through.
What can be done to help the victims, and what chances do they have of recovering and leading normal lives?
I think it's going to be very hard to lead a normal life after all this. The family, for sure, the families involved are going to have to realize that these people left at three different ages. 21-year-old's a little different, that she was older at the time and I guess had a child and was in a custody situation. But that's kind of, you know, something beyond the point for the moment. The two girls that left as teenagers, the families and the people they meet are going to have to realize that that is not the person they're dealing with now. They actually spent such formative years in this dungeon that they're going to have to learn how to socialize all over. And the 21-year-old, they all fit into this. They're like even going into major department stores, learning how to get along, learning how to date, learning how to know what is right, what is wrong in terms of barriers, because they've been just tortured and done all kinds of despicable things that they certainly wouldn't have wanted to do. And in situations like that, just to get a little approval or get beat less, people will put up with all kinds of terrible things and become very, you know, compliant. So they're going to have to learn just how to live, what is normal, being able to say no. The family is going to have to say yes, I might also. And the family's going to have to be very understanding, and friends are going to be understanding, and there's going to be a need for some really intensive counseling, probably some real combination supportive, cognitive restructuring, letting these people know they're really good people, that they have to focus, that they aren't the problem, that they're not the reason this occurred. Often people that get captured, get tortured, treated badly, they kind of get into this pattern where they blame themselves, and they have to realize it was the rapist, it was the torturer, it was the person that was the problem. Certainly, certainly not them. And that's a hard thing to do. It seems so obvious to those of us looking into this, but if you've been involved with rape victims or abuse victims, they often, sadly, will take some of the blame themselves for what occurs. And that's so... These girls have a long, long road back, but with love, caring, sensitivity, and really a real effort by all involved, present and future, to help them, they can lead a much better life. And they can be champions, by the way, for people that have had these things happen in the future. But it's going to be hard, and the main thing now is for people to realize that they are not just what occurred. They are people. Normal people have had things occur, and they have the right, I should say, to lead a normal life, be a person that isn't judged by this, or you just don't think of them in relation to that. But just let them lead a life and let them find their place in it, and let's everybody be caring, understanding, and not press them, talk to them all the time, asking what happened, all this type of thing. No, they really need some sensitivity by people and need high support from family, from friends, and from, you know, professional staff that will be involved with them, let alone any spirituality that certainly may be very important to them also, and that may help them get through this also.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological with Dr. Braccio on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out drjohnb.com. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Tony.